cars in this area?
Yes, I'm not right from, I mean, I lived in a vicinity where we had an interurban streetcar running from Detroit to Toledo. This car ran on the hour south and the next hour north. We had limiteds that would go directly from one city to the other, but we had locals that would pick up people along the way. When I was a little girl, I had to take this streetcar daily to school. It only took me a very, very short distance, a few miles. However, each day I took this car and was let out at Newport, and then I walked another mile and a half to get to school. Mm-hmm. But we were very grateful to have that streetcar ride because that we got that far, 3 miles of our trip was on streetcar. Mm-hmm. In those days, a nickel was really quite a bit of money to spend for just a short ride on the streetcar. So we were able to purchase a booklet of tickets, which would take us this distance for 4 cents instead of five. And we would purchase them by the month so that we could ride more economically. This streetcar stopped at little stations along the way. However, in the wintertime, when it became very, very cold, they were so kind as to let all the people in that area, or the children going to school in that area, gather at one home, which happened to be mine because we lived right near the track. We would all gather in this home, and the motorman would stop right in front of the house and blow the whistle, because many, many days, they would be very late. Ice would form on the lines, and we didn't know exactly when they were coming, and of course, having to walk to that station and wait there would be most inconvenient for the children living far away. Mm-hmm. I have one little sad story to say about the streetcar line. When I was small, we had part of our farm on the opposite side of the track. And each day, we had to take a herd of cattle, our milking cows, across this track in order to pasture them for the day. My father and my sister and myself would take them across. But on August the 2nd was my sister's birthday, so my mother let her stay home that day. Mm-hmm. When we would always wait for one certain limited to go through this area so that we were quite assured that there would be no troubles getting back across the track. Mm-hmm. But this one day they put on an extra limited. However, we knew nothing about it. We went after the cows, and after the limited had passed, we allowed the cows to come out of the pasture. But a second limited came along, and just as our cows got to the track, of course the limited was there at the same time and killed. Really, it picked out the very best cow we had, a Jersey. And I was 8 years old at that time, and I remember so well. I stood on a track parallel to the interurban streetcar track, which was a train track, and I yelled very, very loudly, "I want my Jersey cow. I want my Jersey cow." But of course it was killed. I became hoarse over this deal. However, my father was informed that we could get something back from having our cow killed. The limited was not expected. We were not told about it. And so he told us to get in touch with the interurban people in Detroit, which they did. And after filling out various papers and many forms, we were given a $65 amount for the death of our Jersey cow. Mm-hmm. We were very, very fortunate to have lived so close to this track because the Detroit Edison Company gave us the privilege of having electricity in our home 7 years before any of the outlying homes or the homes away from the inner urban streetcar track could have it. The Detroit Edison placed their line or their wires right on the same poles that had been erected for the streetcar line. So we were able to have electricity and very happy about that. And the Detroit Edison Company was so elated to have more customers in that day and age that at the end of each year, they gave us back one half of the entire year's bill. And they did this for 5 consecutive years.
Didn't you say that you taught in your early life?
Yes, I did. In my day, we were able to teach school, having had 1 year and one summer of college. And we taught little country schools with really 9 grades in them, because we had a kindergarten group, kindergarten through 8.